Welcome to the Macro Millionaire Podcast with Jesse and Erica Dale, where we explore how to get the most out of life, focusing on purpose, passion, and prosperity.
Welcome, Macro Millionaires. Super pumped about today's topic, and we would really like to get some of your thoughts on this topic. But we encounter a lot of people. Our job is belief builders, hope dealers, and we get in contact with a lot of people that say, hey, I'm an entrepreneur or I'm a leader, but I don't want to go to other people. I want them to come to me. And today we want to discuss, and I kind of feel strongly about that, but to me, you might as well just put a McDonald's outfit on, sit behind the counter, and people will come to you all day long. You'd be an order taker. I'm not sure that that's what an entrepreneur or particularly a leader's role is. And I'm going to start with my first point, then kick it over to Erica. One of the best leaders of all times, in our opinion, and I think the opinion of hopefully many, would be Jesus. And he did not just like sit around and be like, hey, here I am. If you want what I've got to give, if you want the eternal life, this is where I'll be. I'll be in that hut right over there. No, he did the exact opposite. He went out to prostitutes. Like, you talk about like people that are not in the market for your product, not in the market for salvation. A prostitute would probably be pretty close. Or tax collectors. The bad kind of tax collectors, the people that cheated people out of the money, the people that put money before anything in life, before God. That was their God. Money was their God. So he went out to them. Again, those people are far from their market. If you would have just stayed in this hut and been like, hey, if you want some salvation, the tax collectors and the prostitutes would have been the furthest from him. But yet he went and pursued them. To me, that's entrepreneurship. That's leadership.
Yeah, I agree. And you can relate that, you know, right over into your business. We have people that join our teams and our businesses, and they say, well, I'll do that, but, right? There's always that, but I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that. And we'll talk about like your non-negotiables and stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, unless we talked about this the other night, unless you're spending millions on advertisement, you're not going to get people throwing their credit cards at you. It's just, they don't know who you are. They don't know what you have. You have to go to the people. You have to put yourself out there. And I think the people that truly step up into leadership, I think you follow first and then you step up into leadership because you kind of learn the methods and the systems and what to do. But if you're not willing to do what others have done before you, you're probably not going to see a lot of success.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you put yourself out there, think about this. You drive by a Coca-Cola billboard. How many times do you just not give it the time of day? Well, Coca-Cola knows that if they spend enough, literally billions with a B, on advertising, they're going to get into your brain and you're going to go into the gas station and subconsciously buy Coca-Cola. And I think sometimes we're launching our businesses and we think, hey, we're going to be Amazon. We're going to be Coca-Cola. What we do is good. So of course people are going to come to us. You know, we just got to put some funny videos up on the Facebook, you know, put some you know, pictures of us looking good and people are going to gravitate. Yes, if you spend millions with an M, millions of dollars on advertising, if you choose not to, guess what? You're going to have to learn that four-letter word, sales. Okay, you're going to have to get out there like Jesus did because he didn't have digital advertising. He didn't have millions to spend. So he had to go out and do the nitty gritty.
Yeah, for sure. So what would you know, we have like DMOs and all of those things. What would you say to someone who is kind of in that position? Like, well, I don't want to go to the people, or I just think I should be able to put a post up and it'll happen.
Yeah. So Eric is talking about daily method of operations. Those are basically income producing activities. Funny, we actually call them IPAs too, but income producing activities where you are going out to somebody else and saying, hey, this is what I do. I love what I do. This is why I love what I do. Would you might be interested in learning more is basically how it would be done. And anyone that's not willing to do that, I mean, are they wearing a polo shirt? Are they telling people like, hey, I bought a Starbucks this morning. It's the best Starbucks you should ever get. Are they messaging their friends, family about that? I would say the answer is yes. So I would just question, do you really believe in what you're doing? Mm-hmm. I would have to, or are you doing it just for the money? If you're just doing it for the money, no, you're not going to get up and send messages out or do cold calls or cold reach outs because you don't truly believe that you're changing someone's life. You believe that you're disturbing them. So if you're going into someone's email box, respectfully, politely, in an eloquent way, which that's what we coach and teach at Macro Millionaire. But if you're going into someone's email box or their messenger box eloquently, and you're like, oh, I feel like I'm bugging them, then I'm sorry. I got to get in your face right now and say, you don't believe in what you're doing.
I agree. I say that to my team all the time. And actually, there was a poll done inside of a Facebook group that I'm in, you know, thousands of people in this group, and they feared rejection more than they feared failure inside of their business. And so I think a lot of times when people say like, I'm not willing, or I don't want to go to the people or to be vulnerable at the end of the day, right, it's because they fear that rejection from their peers.
Right. And what I found is in Macro Millionaire, you're listening to the Macro Millionaire podcast, you know, we help nutrition coaches become the best entrepreneurs they can. We help them get clients. And it's very funny because I found that a lot of like the coaches that have the biggest following that come into the system are the most reluctant to reach out to that following. But then you have someone that maybe they're still on their weight loss journey, or they're still on their goal-driven journey. Maybe they don't quote unquote look the part of a size 2 or whatever society says they should look. They blow it up. And I have a theory that one believes in what they do a little bit more than another. You'd think it would be the girl or the guy that's all ripped and stripped. I don't know. I don't think they have as much belief. Maybe it came more naturally for them, or maybe they were in a different environment where it came easier. But the other people that are still going through the journey with like a billionth of the followers as the other person, they're the ones that we see succeeding in their business. I don't know, Erica, not to put you on the spot. Why do you think that is?
I think you're right on the money with that. I think that either they had a journey and they've kind of forgotten what it was like. And so they just aren't willing to go out to the people. But I do think the people that are in the middle of that journey, or they're starting their journey, they're hot. They're seeing the results. Their belief is strong, because I think that results breed belief, where maybe the insta-famous person or whatever, the real fit person, they either have forgotten what it took to get there, or like you said, maybe they have those God-gifted genetics or whatever it is. And I see it a lot in my business. You know, like I am in the top, I don't even know, 1% of the industry. I don't know about my company, but I do the do every single day. I stay grounded. I stay in the processes and doing what it takes, because I want to show my team that I'm still at work. Yeah. And I don't want to ever forget what it took to get to where I am.
Yeah, 1,000%. And again, I look at a lot of the Facebook or Instagram profiles, and it is attraction. It is attractive. I love your dancing cat pictures. I love the videos, and I love all the stuff that I'm seeing. And Aaron, Eric and I, we post a lot about our personal life or what we have going on. And that is great. Yes, that's going to get some likes. That's going to comments. That's going to maybe increase your following. But I'm telling you, if you're not knocking on your followers' doors, yeah, they're not going to knock on yours. I promise. It doesn't matter how many likes and how many comments and shares that you're getting. They're not going to come in knocking on your door with their credit card and say, hey, I've always wanted to give you money for coaching. Is that cool if we do that now?
But let me tell you, on the flip side of that, they are looking. They're looking for coaching. They're looking for the products you have. They're looking for the services you have. I have a lady that came to me one day many years ago, and she said, hey, I want to order blah, blah, blah. And I knew who she was. I knew she was a personal friend of someone on my team. And I said, well, why aren't you going to, you know, so-and-so? I don't want to throw people under the bus, guys. But she goes, oh, was she still doing this? And so I went to the girl's profile on social media, and I had to scroll back, God, like 6 months, 12 months before I even saw anything about our product. And I was like, well, no wonder she came to me. She didn't think that she was still in business. So think about that, guys. If you're not putting yourselves out there, you're not telling people you're open for business. It's kind of like driving by a McDonald's, and if all the lights are off, nobody's stopping.
Right.
So you have to put your products, your services, what you have available out there, because people are looking.
And you have to knock on the door saying, hey, I'm taking on clients now. People are knocking. Oh, really? Awesome. You're taking on clients. let me hire you. You're going to have to go to them. I just got this message from Hudson Wyckoff this morning. He's one of the people in our Macro Millionaire coaching and business development group. He's the owner of New Age Nutrition. Definitely check him out. But he went to a girl that he hadn't talked to in 3.5 years. He sent a reach out. That's, I would say that's pretty cool. They haven't talked in 3.5 years. I'm reading the response verbatim. Good work responding to this post because I'm thinking about reaching out. So she was thinking about reaching out. We know she never would have, but Hudson reached out to her. My husband and I did your first challenge 3.5 years ago. Shortly after that, my mom passed away and I became sort of a mess for a few years. That combined with the fact that I've been overweight in some way my entire life and so sick and tired of it and don't want to track foods and why I can't just eat without constantly having to think about it. I have so many excuses. Has made losing weight hard. Hudson was basically the answer to this person's prayer, not because he put up a Facebook post, not because he put a post out that said, hey, I'm now taking on clients, because he took the time to go into her email, into her Facebook Messenger inbox, knock on her door and say, hey, this is what I'm offering. Not sure if this is for you, may or may not be for you, but I'd love to tell you more. And now he answered her prayers.
I love it. That's awesome.
So yeah, that's just the big thing. If you're kind of like looking at launching an online business, please launch one that you truly believe in, that you believe your mom, dad, brother, sister, and everyone in the world needs it. And you're going to have no trouble knocking on someone's door.
Yeah, for sure. The belief is huge. And I think too, getting past those fears, it just takes action. Like you said, like you got to go knock on the doors. You got to go put the posts up. You got to go get in the inboxes. And the fear slowly, slowly, slowly dwindles away. So hopefully you guys will go out and take action. If you're maybe feeling stagnant in your business, or maybe you haven't started your business yet, keep this at the forefront of your mind as you get launched. And at the end of the day, you know, hook your wagon onto someone that has what you want and do what they're doing, do what they're saying, and follow their lead.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're kind of intrigued by some of this content, you're like, wait a minute, eloquent ways to reach out, or, you know, DMOs, IPAs, what is all that? Erica is launching her coaching business as far as social media coaching. So she is launching that. And that's what we do also in Macro Millionaire. So if nutrition is your game, health and fitness, that's what fires you up. We coach you on all of that in our business development program as well. So have a great growth-driven rest of your day. Please share this with someone that it can bring value to.
Thanks for joining us on today's Macro Millionaire Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a millionaire review. Until next time, keep working toward the abundant life you deserve.